Okay, it's fine now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. Okay. Basically, today is defending Islam against the stereotype. Islam has double standards between men and women. Multiple wives. Having multiple wives.
Should I just write that? Like what?
Three lines, yeah. Here. Take, use this. Only use the bread if you want to emphasize something. Okay. Islam. Islam has double standards when dealing with men and women. And the issue of today is Islam allows men to have up to four wives. But
isn't my great grandpa, he married 6 times.
But how many wives did he have at once?
At least 30
at once. They all died except for the sixth one.
Oh, okay.
So now, at one time, he doesn't have more than four. Like, you marry 10,000 times. As long as you have, at one point you have four.
So, like, maximum?
Having multiple wives at once. Oh, my goodness.
Maximum is four. Okay. Which one is the norm?
What?
Is it the norm is to have one wife or to have more than one wife?
One wife.
That's right, but where do you get this from? What proves that?
Arranged marriages.
No.
You know, they see the arranged marriages, like, they turn out better than the ones.
Hey, where did you read that? I read that too.
My grandma told me.
I got it on Twitter.
I read that there too.
Okay.
Anybody here
keeping
hand sanitizer?
Defending Islam against the stereotypes here. And then here, Islam has double standards when dealing with men and women.
Defending? Oh
my God. Islam against the stereotypes.
Okay.
Let me tell you what the proof that the rule is the...
Yay!
No, guys, pay attention.
I do that.
Your sister is so
nice.
Wait,
I know. Is that your sister? Thank you. So defending Islam against
stereotypes? I made them.
Has double standards when dealing with men and women.
What is it for?
For donating for the...
Oh, and the girls
giving.
Yeah,
girl. Oh, everybody.
I don't remember doing anything good earlier.
Thank you.
I'll put yours here.
Milk with chocolate? What is yours?
This is yours.
Whoever's allergic to their
Okay. Back to the subject now. The norm is to have only one wife. Norm, N-O-R-M. Yeah, the norm is to. Okay. However, the exception is having more than one wife. And the evidence is that, did Allah create Adam and four Eves, or one Adam and one Eve? So then the norm is, Dina. The norm is, having one wife. Why? Because Allah created Adam and Eve. We also say Allah created Adam and Eve, not Adam and four Eves. And Allah created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve?
Allah. because of the same gender marriages. Same gender marriages. So Allah created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's also another... Okay.
Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve.
Exactly.
Now, sometimes having more than one wife, sometimes having more than one wife is mercy from Allah. In the Bible, mention two examples in the Bible where a prophet was marrying more than one wife. In the Bible, mention two in the Bible, two people, two prophets in the Bible. Both of them married more than one.
In the Bible or the Quran?
The Bible. The reason I'm saying the Bible,
is because,
okay, the two people are Ibrahim and Ibrahim, Yaqub, and go ahead.
Isn't it
Yes, that's true. The literal meaning of the Bible is gone because we don't even know what was the original language. Is it Hebrew or Greek? We don't know. Okay. So in the Bible, people usually raise this point are maybe Christians. So you tell them that the Bible that they have mentions cases where more than one prophet have more than one wife. What are these cases? The first case was Prophet Ibrahim. The second case is Prophet Yaqub. And the third case is Prophet Suleiman. Prophet Suleiman. You got it? Now, in the Bible, it says that Prophet Ibrahim had how many wives?
Four.
No.
Three.
Two.
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 Two. Two. Who are they?
Oh, wasn't it Khadija?
No.
Before that, he had one and then it was Khadija.
No.
It was Hajar and Sarah.
Yeah.
I know, right?
What is wrong with you carrying your backpack? Why are you carrying your backpack? Puppets. Put it aside.
I thought you were talking about prophets. You're just like this girl named...
Okay. I thought you were talking about prophets.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? How about the Bible? How about... how many wives did Prophet Ibrahim has?
Two.
What are their names?
Sarah and
Hajar. That's right. How about the other one, which is Prophet Yaqub? He had two wives. Okay? He had two wives at once. And they were both sisters. So he married two sisters. And he had another woman. Shh. So he has another woman as well.
Dima.
And he has another wife as well. Now, how many wives Prophet Suleiman had in the Bible?
Three.
No.
15.
Okay.
Seven.
Two.
Two.
99 wives.
Oh, wait, who?
What?
How can somebody live that long?
99.
Okay. 99 wives.
Okay. Then, based on that, we conclude that this is not something that is forbidden in Christianity. It's the Bible talks about people, prophets who had more than one wife. Now, tell me about the cases where having more than one wife is a must. Is a must. Tell me about one case where...
Cheating on your other...
No.
No, that's not must.
Yeah,
no. No, tell me about the situation where it is must to have a...
One doesn't give kids.
No. If one of the wives, God forbids, for example, got a car accident, okay? And she can't be a wife anymore because of the car accident. She have disability... She has disability, she has whatever, it's something that doesn't make her, can be a wife again. Now, her husband have how many choices? Two choices. The first choice is to divorce her.
What? Why would you do it? What?
Because he wants a wife.
Well, yes!
No! As I said, the car accident made her... Okay, she's not a wife anymore. I mean, she's not good to be a wife. She stopped being a wife. Okay,
like, so what do you mean what's by that? Like, I don't understand that she can't be a wife. Like, yes, she can.
Can anybody tell her?
Sarah.
So like what? She
no, I don't get it. No, get it.
Wait, what?
Can you explain?
She no, okay. So like you know how like husband and wife they're like
husband and wife.
I'm going to walk out for a minute, explain it to each other.
No, 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 I already got it.
You got it? Okay.
No, I didn't get it. Shut up!
Okay. All right, girls. All right, girls. 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 Girls, I always see girls as much better than boys. They're more mature. They deep.
No, no.
They deep think. So they listen to good debates like this so that they know how to defend Islam. People are going to mock you and say, oh, yeah, Islam, you can have one wife. You can have up to four wives. Okay. You know what? In my entire extended family, I have no single case of somebody having more than one wife. Have no one single case. In my extended humongous family in Egypt, no one have a more than one wife. This is the norm, okay? But again, if this wife becomes disabled, Dina, if this wife becomes disabled, the next time I'm going to put you over there. Okay, okay, okay. So then what should happen? What are the alternatives if the wife becomes disabled and she doesn't, she can't be a wife anymore? Huh?
Love her.
How?
She's a widow now. So like she can remarry?
You don't need
hold on. In Christianity, let's talk about Christianity. Christianity says, modern Christianity. No, I need somebody else to. In modern Christianity, in the modern time, Christianity doesn't allow having more than one wife. Huh? We needed you a minute ago. Hello. Can you pick up the writing?
Okay, who wants to give me a summary of what just happened for the past couple minutes?
We're just talking about how people like to divorce. Men like to divorce this women because they get into accidents.
No. No.
Okay, so we're pretty much
that's,
not guys anymore.
That is...
Apparently you raise your hand in that call.
Yeah. It's like... You're talking about like people having multiple wives, sort of, and then like I don't know where that went from there.
Like
we're talking about the Christianity about how it's about its rules against like it's a difference between against the stereotypes of like Christianity and stuff. Like people having different wives is like one of the laws. That can be like they allow that in Christianity, but they sometimes like Prophet Ibrahim had like two wives and then
as described in the Bible.
Yeah,
as described in the Bible. Yes, she pretty much summarized it all. So, if the wife becomes disabled, what are the choices? If the wife becomes disabled. Disabled. She cannot be a wife anymore. So, tell me guys, what, I'm a husband, my wife got in a car accident, she can no longer be a wife.
Longer be a husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. Wait, what do you mean she can no longer be a wife?
Oh my God, she's not even going to go there.
She can make babies.
Tell her something.
Okay. So pretty much what happens is your body gets all messed up and
wait, who died?
I thought she would die.
She didn't die. Okay. Then...
The crash was really hard, and so her organs got
all
messed up.
But still, love her. She's still a human being.
Yes, it's still a human being, but she can't be a wife anymore.
What the heck? Why do you have to get
Okay, let's hear what Dima wants to ask about. Huh?
In Islam, is it required to have kids?
No, no, hold on.
But
if you, a woman is just responsible for making babies and nothing else.
It's not, can I explain? The thing is that it's a great honor to have your own child because, you know, they're pretty much carrying on.
Well, it's also a great honor to have your husband who doesn't leave you just because you don't have your organs.
It is still an honor to have a child because that child, you know, carries on your name. They represent you as, like, parents and their, while they are a ridiculous amount of work, like, they're a great thing to have this. And especially, we really value children and we really want to make sure that they grow up the best that they can. And so when it comes, when a husband realizes that he's not going to have any children, imagine how distraught he might be. So in that case scenario, if he wanted children, I'm not just saying that the entire, for every single Islamic couple, their main goal is having children that can carry on their name. But if they still want children, and if the wife allows the husband to do so, the husband can marry another.
Okay. What if the wife says no?
What if they already have children?
I only answered her.
Okay, so what if they already have children? Like they have like two kids.
If they already have children, then it's up to the husband and the wife. It's not just... It's a vague rule allowing something to happen.
Then adopt the child.
When you adopt, you're saving a child's life from being miserable.
Okay, but people also like to have their own children.
Plus, in a sense, you can't, if you adopt, you can't change
please
the child's last name.
Keep attention.
I know, but one of the things of having a child is when they go out into the world, they pretty much are representing you. It is every... one's choice, so I can't force any of you guys to adopt
just a
children.
Go what ahead.
What if the wife says,
like a newborn baby with no first name and no last name.
It would be like you can put it.
You can call him Abdullah.
Wait, so
you
wait,
can call him Abdullah.
That, like, that no, adopting children is haram?
No. Changing their name is haram. But adopting them is not a problem.
No,
just
they
keep their name.
What if they don't have a first name or last name?
Abdullah?
He's like,
Abdullah.
Wait, I have a... How about if it's a girl? Just out of curiosity.
Amatullah.
Either way.
Dima, you three are talking, chatting together. That's not fair.
I'm pretty sure if the mother breastfeeds a child, doesn't she...
Just a second. Okay, guys. Bottom line, there are two cases where having more than one wife is almost a must. Number one, if a person, his wife got in a car accident and she can no longer be a wife. Okay? In this case, he has two choices. The first choice is to divorce her and get another wife. And the second choice is to bring another wife without divorcing her. Which one would you vote for?
Divorce.
I mean, like, it's a sad thing, but
next is you.
Okay, I did not say you have to agree. That's just Washington.
It's very, very mean from a guy to divorce his wife just because she got in a car accident.
It is.
Actually, she's very, very needy for care now. He has to care for her. At the same time, he's a human being. He needs a wife. He's a human being. He needs a wife. That's for sure. Then Islam provides you the alternative, which is keep your disabled wife with you and what?
Marry
another wife. If I'm not allowed to marry another wife, then what's the alternative? Have a girlfriend.
You can have a girlfriend?
No, I mean, that's the bad alternative. That's the bad alternative.
You're already eating the chocolate.
So, doing cheating, basically. They will end up cheating, all right? Now, the second case, which is the case that Lena was talking about, if the wife does not give children, she is, what do they call her? The wife who can't get pregnant.
I know there's a special word for it.
Fruitless?
Infertile. There we go.
Infertile? If she...
Infertile.
Yeah. if she is known not to be able to get pregnant, okay, then the husband has two choices. Either divorce her and get another wife, which is very mean. And the second choice is to keep her and get another wife. Do you understand now? Okay. No, not you have to. This is the option. Remember that. I am a guy. I need to have a wife. My wife, I'm sorry, I need to have children. My children, I'm not able to get the children from this woman. Do I just divorce her and marry another one? That's very mean.
That is.
Yeah. So what is the solution? Is to keep her and marry another one. Okay? So do you understand now two of the most important cases? There is a third important thing that we need to know about in having more than one, multiple wives. The law itself. The law, the American laws, allow you to have one wife and how many girlfriends?
Zero.
No.
What?
I'm just saying one, so I'm guessing one.
Allow you to have one wife and unlimited number of girlfriends.
Oh, wait, what are you talking about? Islam or...
No, the American laws.
Oh! Yeah, wow, you guys are just great at listening.
Yeah, we are.
Like, I mean, like,
I got
just like,
I got, oh, you can have good grade on my listening test.
Okay, so the... Where were we?
We had it.
Where were we?
One wife and a thousand.
Yes. Allow more than one girlfriend. Okay. Now, if one is caught with a woman, that's not his wife. Okay. Now, if she is his second wife, then he gets punished. He goes to jail. It's a crime, right?
Crime?
Yes.
American?
Yes. Okay. You got this part right? But if he says she's my girlfriend, they let him go. You see this? You see the upside down logic? Do you see the upside down logic?
Yeah. Yeah, because if it's a girlfriend, you just leave her.
Yeah. So the law will allow him to have as many girlfriends as he wishes, but at the same time, the law does not allow him to remarry, to marry another one. Okay? Again, do you get the twisted logic?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now there are situations where having more than one wife is a blessing for the women. I'll tell you a story of a lady who lived in Canada. And this lady who lived in Canada, she converted to Islam. And she had almost no friends. Okay? Why? Because if all her friends, okay, boycotted, stopped knowing her because she became Muslim. Okay, now she was in the 50s. She was in the 50s. And she, okay.
Not the 1950s, but her 50s. She was 50 years old.
She was in her 50s. And then as much as she stays in the masjid and with friends, but at the end of the day, she goes back to her apartment. And it's vacant. It's silence like a graveyard. There are no kids, there's no husband, there's no life. So she started developing depression. Okay? So now the one sister, she noticed that. She was a very kind sister. She noticed that. So she knocked on her door and she told her, she came to her and she told her that... No, she tells her, I'm willing to share my husband with you. I am willing to...
This was only after consent with her husband.
Yes, she is going to her and saying, I am willing to share my husband with you. Now, she cried. She said, before that, I could not understand the wisdom of allowing more than one wife. But now I understand. It's better for me to be half a wife than to be no wife. Zero wife. For her, she's saying it's better for me. When the person is marrying two, then every one of them is said half a wife. So it's better to have half a wife than to have no wife at all. Okay? See how if the religion of Islam does not allow multiple wives, then this woman wouldn't be able to share her husband with this new convert who's suffering. and it will not allow the person to keep his disabled wife and marry another one.
Wait, is your sister Muslim too?
She converted to Islam.
The American alternative of this would just have the woman to be living in your house. Just be like, oh, well, you can be with us. Like, there's kids around and we'll help you, right? Because that's what family does. But in Islam, you can't really have a man and an older woman like that in the same house without them being married. So it's just a way to get around that.
Yeah. But again, the norm is one Eve. Because Allah created Adam and one Eve. So the norm is one. The exception is more than one. Okay. Now, what happens? What happens if a woman having two husbands, for example, and she gets a child? Who is the father?
The one that was married to her when she had a child.
Okay, how can you tell? How can you tell? Hold on. DNA tests are available and only in the first world. We're talking about humans. There are...
She knows who she had the child with, doesn't
she? Yes, but if she's having more than one husband, she wouldn't be able to tell who is the husband, who is the father, without doing a DNA test. And the DNA test...
Let him grow and then figure out who he looks more like.
So,
I'd be like, I don't know my daddy.
So 6 years if the child doesn't know his father. And DNA is not available to everybody. That's DNA is available to only few segment of the people who live on Earth. I know people who die because of a lack of a 50-cent shot. So don't tell me those are going to have DNA tests or things like that. And also in the back days. So that's one wrong thing from a woman having more than one husband. Another reason that it's not possible is that when the wife has more than one husband, or when the girl is dating more than one boy, okay? They develop a cancer. Do you know this cancer?
No, it's kind of like STD. STD, but yeah, it's kind of like an STD, but I don't remember which one.
HIV.
When you have like two,
yeah,
you
get HIV.
Like,
it's a
HIV.
HIV
you only get if you.
Or herpes.
It's kind of herpes.
Herpes, something like that.
No, it's when you do it to multiple men. It's
kind of like STD.
It's like, but no, like an STD, it's like if the man already has it. But this happens if there's multiple.
Oh, I forgot what it's called. I've heard it
every single time.
That's just bad.
Well,
there's a lot of two men.
The reason why we say these wisdoms behind it, because if your husband dies and you are a widow, you're totally able to go out and find a new husband. This is not Hinduism where they burn the wife if the husband dies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like they burn the husband's ashes and then they throw the wife in it.
So, again, having more than one wife in the United States, it's a crime. It's a crime, right? It's a crime, right? But having more than one a wife and more than and as many girlfriends as you need, it's not a crime. So this means that the law encourages you to have girlfriends instead of having wives. Okay. Yes, go ahead. Okay. There is another wisdom. Other wisdoms. Okay. What's the ratio of newborn boys versus newborn girls? What percentage? The girls are possible 51% and the boys is 49%.
What?
This is statistics.
It's actually 101 to 100 ratio. It's close, but not really.
It's what?
100 and 1:100 ratio.
Yeah. So it's 49% and 50. Shh. 49% and 51%. Now, how? Who is more likely to survive?
Women.
Girls. Boys are more likely to die when they are children. Boys are no longer. Boys usually can die. Don't survive. Not usually. I'm sorry. Most likely.
Because of their genes, it's XY. And then us as XX.
This is,
and you out of here.
This is a known fact. A known fact everywhere. That boys, I'm not talking about the United States, so we have all these vaccinations and blah blah. Okay, I'm talking about normal societies, poor societies, societies that were back in history. They're all of these societies. What was I saying? Yes, the boys. Okay, that's number one. Number two, another wisdom is that the wars take the lives of who? Huh? The wars take the lives of men or women?
Men.
Okay, this is why in Germany after World War II, there was 4 women for each man. So there were 4 women for each man. Why? Because after World War I and World War II and this all ended, there are so many widows and so many girls. Okay. But the boys and the men were killed because of they have been battling. Okay? So because of all of this, we need to make sure... Huh?
Can girls have more than one husband?
No, as I said. Number one, 2 reasons. No reasons. Number one, we don't know the father. Number one, we don't know the father.
The husband is like more responsible for everybody. So that's
what if he's not responsible?
Yeah, this is another thing. And then the third thing, that you develop a cancer if you have more than one wife. I'm sorry, if you have more than one husband. Like the girls in high school who do date and they have dates with more than one person, that's why they give them this shot to protect them from cancer. Okay? And I think they might send a letter to your parents asking for approval to give you the shot. And you can say either yes or no. Shh. You can either say yes or
no.
Okay? All right. There is also another reason, which is moral reason. Moral value. It's immoral. It is immoral to have more than one husband. It is immoral. Okay? And it's going to be a messed up situation. Okay. Now, about the combinations. How can you combine having more than one wife? Yes?
I don't think your last point was very valid because having 2 husbands and one wife would be equal to having 2 wives and one husband.
No.
In terms of morality, because both of them, it's still a threesome no matter what the gender.
It's. Have you ever heard in any society in this whole entire universe that allows one wife to have more than one husband?
That's for reasons, but that does not allow. Like, morality and logic is 2 separate things.
Yes, there is.
So you can't say that for morality, one is better than the other. You can say in terms of logic, one is better than the other, but not morality, because both of them, immorality is kind of
better. Huh?
I actually had not that many 2 men and had the children with both of them.
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
I had an aunt.
You know how you said
that?
Oh my god, no!
She married 2 men?
Yeah.
Not at the same time. Yeah, that's fine. I'm telling you, okay. Having 2 men at the same time with 1 woman is immoral. Is immoral. Okay. That's one thing. So logically is unacceptable. Morally is it's not acceptable.
Get cancer that way too. Also, my grandpa's.
Yeah, they're not allowed to.
No, like after.
No. There is after a certain period that there is no problem. So, by not allowing a person to have a second wife in the United States, basically the women's rights are violated. Violated. Why? Why would the women's rights? Women would suffer. Why? Can you think of why women's rights are gone and why women will suffer?
If there's two men?
No. If the law forbids having more than one wife, if the law says that you can't have another wife.
Some people will be widows.
The what?
Some people will be widows.
Okay.
You can relate to that story earlier about Canada, the Canadian woman,
yeah. But the one who's married, the one is married is doesn't want any other co-wife. The one is married. Mostly she doesn't want a co-wife. But Allah has created both all women. There are women that are widows. And there are women that are divorced. Okay? And there are women who passed the age of marriage. All these women.
There's an age?
No. Basically, they are too old to marry. Not too old. Like, for example, when they get into the 40s or something like that.
What's the recommended age to get?
30 or 20.
25.
20,
24. It kind of is raising nowadays because a lot of women are going to college and they used to just go to college to find like their husband, but nowadays they're going to college to get an education. And a lot of women aren't focusing on men until they're done with their education, getting like their PhD.
Tanya? Tanya?
Yes.
What's your name?
Colored scarf with the pink piece, Hania.
Hania, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, the American law forces the women to have to lose their rights. Why? If I am unable to get a husband, or if I am widow or divorced, okay, there will be very difficult for me to get remarried, to find another guy. Why would I go marry a divorced woman who has five or three or four children? Well,
because you like her.
Very rare. Why would somebody marry you, a widow, who has kids?
Because he wants to.
She needs to be.
Well, this is.
It's automatically a lot of responsibility, and the children have to like you, which rarely ever happens. Because they're like, oh my feet.
No, if it's first time for me, if it is first time for me, I want my wife to be first time too, and I want her. You know what I'm saying? So. Who is going to, those women that are not able to get husbands, or the husband divorced them, or they became widows, those women, if the law in the United States allows only one wife, then those women will have one alternative, which is to be girlfriends. To be girlfriends. If they are girlfriends, they lose the rights of having, yes, the rights.
My mom, she told me that there's like this one family, like the husband died of cancer, and then she was alone with her kids for like 3 years or something, and then there was a man who also was widowed, like his wife died from cancer too, and then he had kids of his own, and then he got married to the lady with the kids.
Isn't that a
yes.
movie?
No. A divorce, it's fair. A divorced man, it's fair to marry a divorced wife. But if I didn't marry before, like when I was looking for a woman to marry, widows and divorced were totally out of the question. They were excluded from my search right away. I needed to have a young girl, okay? I needed to have a young girl, no marry, no divorce, okay? Do you understand that? So, who would, okay? But I am willing to marry a divorced woman, but as a second wife, okay? I am willing to do that. And I'm willing to marry a divorced woman with kids, but it has to be as a second wife. My first wife, and you can, a lot of people tell you that. The first wife, not divorced, not even touched.
Okay.
They call it version.
What?
They call it versions.
What?
A version.
Anyways, have you guys watched the video from last week?
Shh.
Oh, that one!
Oh, you guys
what video?
YouTube, but my battery PC thing died. So I take
what
it
you
as
want,
notes.
You listen to Brina.
Go through the notes. I wrote it on the board.
What the hell? Where are you?
No sweating.
No sweating.
So, go going? Through the notes from last week. I still want you guys to watch that video. Good video. Do it when you're like brushing your teeth or something. It doesn't take that long.
What?
Multitasking
and
watching.
I'm sleepy when I brush my
teeth.
What's it about?
So
I don't really pay
attention.
I probably just brush it for 2 minutes a month.
There were in Sudan. In Sudan, there are people doing multiple wives. So the dean of social studies in Fresno State, where I was teaching.
Wait, in Sudan or Southern Sudan?
Sudan. Oh. In Sudan. Okay. The woman. He's the dean of, she's the dean of social studies. And then I talked with her. She said that she went to Sudan and she interviewed a woman who has a co-wife, like a husband who married two. Guess what was her answer? She said, okay, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about having co-wife? She said, oh my God. Oh. This is relief for me. One man is too much to handle by myself. I need a co-wife. You see? She said, one man is too much to handle by myself. I need a co-wife to help me. To
imagine
help me.
If you could like take weeks off, so it's like your turn is this week and then my turn's next week. And so you're making the lunches
real
for the
marriage.
Children for this week, and you're going to take care of them, and whenever they wake us up at night, then we can switch off between the three of them, because it's like husband, wife, husband, wife. Because children wake up a lot at night.
But she said, one man is too much trouble for me to handle him alone. It's nice to go have one other wife, co-wife. Let him go. It's easy. It's nice for me. Okay, but the point that I am trying to emphasize here, and I want you to know very well, so that we can go home. The point that I'm trying to tell you here, and I want you to understand very well, that by not allowing multiple wives, women lose their rights. Okay, so let's sing it. By not allowing more than one wife, women lose their rights. Rhymes, huh? Okay. Why? Tell me why now. I've said that before. Why? Huh? No, not that. Huh?
So they have a chance.
They have a chance. Good. Which one is better for you? Is to have no husband or half a husband?
Half.
Half.
No.
Huh?
H2. Oh.
If, hold on. Sit down. Sit down.
Oh, by the way, we're going to bring up Isaac back.
Yeah, we're going to go to the prayer room, so there's no reason to rush. Okay? Okay. Again, by not allowing a woman to be a second wife or a third wife or whatever, then she loses her rights. Why? Because the alternative is what? If she can't get a husband, what's the alternative, girls? What's the alternative if she can't give a husband?
Half a husband.
If this is, I'm saying about, for example, a country that does not allow more than one wife. Huh? What's the alternative?
Of having no wife?
Yeah. What is the
having a girlfriend.
Yes, to be a girlfriend. So what's the alternative? A girlfriend. Okay. So if you are a girlfriend, then do you have rights?
No.
No. Do girlfriends have rights? No. Okay. Do co-wives have rights?
Wait, what do you mean by
yes.
What do you mean by right? Hold on.
Like the right of inheritance. The right of social security, for example, benefits. There are so many things that are the husband leaves behind, okay, that gets distributed among the wives if he has more than one wife, or such as social security, such as lands and apartments and real estate and all of these things. If the law if the law does not allow more than one wife, then women will lose their rights. Why? Because the only alternative to them is to be girlfriends. And if they are girlfriends, do they have rights?
No.
No. So they don't get to inherit, do they?
No.
No. They don't get the benefit like a life insurance or whatever. Do they?
No.
No. Do they get social security?
No.
Do they?
No.
No. You understand all these no's?
Yes.
Okay. Then women lose their rights or not? Huh?
Yeah.
It's a loss of their rights. Right?
Yeah.
Another thing is that hypocrisy. Another thing is hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy in this case?
Where you say something and you do something.
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. What is the hypocrisy?
You know which one it is.
Hypocrisy is that the law allows you to have more than one wife and one wife and more than one.
Sorry.
Okay. One wife and more than
one girlfriend.
One girlfriend, and more than one, as unlimited number of girlfriends. Do you understand that?
Do you so, really understand? I mean, really understand.
Do you see the hypocrisy?
Yeah, yes! So when people are like, when a Christian comes up to you and be like, well, at least we don't have polygamy. Yeah. Like, you could be like, well,
do you guys know the point about there's Solomon?
There's Solomon. Wait, can you repeat what he said? Guys, everybody
said, oh my God.
What he was pretty much saying is that if you're this co-wife, you still have social security benefits. But if you're just the second girlfriend, then if the man dies, then you get no benefits. You just have him. That was it.
Now, rules.
Yeah, for love.
Legal.
Someone to love you every
single day. But that's haram inside of
Sharia.
So this is just a way to.
Okay.
To love outside of wedlock, if I was married to you and I loved
whoa,
her.
Whoa, there.
Yeah, I know, but it was. Invisible person just ended up playing. If I was married to a guy and I loved another person, would that be fair? No, that's how.
Okay. I need to tell you Sharia laws regarding multiple wives. Number one, you cannot marry two sisters at once.
Ew.
Okay.
Does that?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes, you can't. Even though Prophet Yaqub did it, Prophet Yaqub did it in the Bible. Say Prophet Yaqub, actually in the Islam too, he did marry two sisters. Okay, but this is no longer allowed.
Why not?
This is the Sharia laws.
Okay,
number two.
No, it was
well, Islam doesn't wanna. Islam doesn't want sisters. Islam doesn't want sisters to be co-wives because of they might boycott each other or fight. It's better not to be. Okay. The second rule is that you cannot marry an aunt. Of course, you know, I can't marry my aunt. And you cannot marry your sister, your brothers. You cannot marry your uncles. Okay.
Can you marry your cousin?
No.
Yeah, cousin, yes. Cousin is fine.
Why?
I'm not recommended. That's what you were
here. Why?
It's
why?
Yes.
Yes. Their family, that's gonna. You know, have you guys studied genetics? You guys are in eighth grade.
Yeah,
right?
You can do something.
You guys have a lot of genetics. They don't have a variety of genetics.
You know that? You're being greatest.
Yeah, they're not healthy at all. God. There's so many things that can go wrong if you
that's
you
why
marry.
You're such a
cousin.
Rule.
Too many times.
Okay. Rule number three. You cannot combine a woman and her mother. You cannot combine a woman and her mother.
What do you mean?
You cannot have a you cannot have two wives, which is the daughter and her mother.
That's
you can't combine them. Okay? Now you cannot combine. You cannot combine because we need to finish. We cannot combine. Sharia does not allow you to combine a woman with her aunt, a woman with her mother, a woman with her sister. Okay? You got it? No, not the same gender. No. Relationships. So two co-wives shouldn't be a mother and the daughter and things like that. Do you understand that? Who can tell me these two rules again? Yes, you can't have two sisters.
You can't marry your aunt.
Huh?
You can't marry your aunt.
You can't have, no, you can't have.
Two family members. Shh,
you can't have a woman, please.
Guys, so pretty much you can't have a girl and any one of her family members because that can create tension in the family. Continue.
Yes. No one, no woman and
they
sister.
Got that. They got
you
that.
Got it?
I wrote it on the board.
Okay.
Too.
There is.
No.
Okay. There is a, you cannot marry a girl who was, that's indefinitely. You cannot marry a girl who was one of your
family members.
No, not family members.
Children.
If your wife has children, okay, wait, you cannot marry. You cannot marry a stepchild. A stepchild. Is it called a stepchild or child-in-law?
No, stepchild.
Stepchild. You cannot marry a mother and child. Okay. In other words. You cannot, the step cousin, or I'm sorry, the stepson there, you cannot marry your stepson.
Wait, but then how come they allow you to marry your cousin?
Wait, so can you marry a cousin and another cousin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Marry two cousins or yes? Marrying
keep
two sisters, no.
There's a man.
It's called home.
Yeah, it's called home. Bro. One of the... the Sahabi of the Prophet. Guys,
Hania.
Guys, thank you. So, you can't, there was one of the Sahabi of the Prophet where he married one of the Prophet's daughters, but then that daughter died, and so he married another one. The man is called the man of two lights, because each one was
was the one of the daughters of Prophet Muhammad. So you can marry two sisters, okay? But you can't have two sisters all married. You can't have two sisters married. You can't marry in marriage. You can't have two sisters. Now, how about if a girl... Hold on. If a girl... If the man can't marry his daughter-in-law... Listen, a man can't marry his daughter-in-law even after her husband dies. You understand that? It's permanent. In other words, if my son married a woman and she got divorced or whatever, I cannot marry her. And that's forever. It's not like it's not like until my son dies and then I can marry her. No. Absolutely not. Okay? It's not like sisters. Sisters, you can combine... Sisters.
Huh? What you just said?
I'm sorry, you can't combine sisters.
I'm so can we go now?
What?
I got.
Well, the longer we take for you shushing, you guys, generally,
hey,
we have the lesson
it's already
plan.
Done. It's almost, let's go.
I know, but
you can continue next week.
Yeah. This is exactly what's been happening this entire class time. These lessons should only be inside of the period, but you guys have been talking. We've had to be shutting you guys up so often that we have to run overtime.
Yes. And there is one more rule that I have to tell you. There is forbidden forever, and there is forbidden, temporarily forbidden. Okay? Marrying two sisters is not forbidden forever. It is... forbidden to be together. In other words, if one sister dies or
them at the same time.
Yes, then you can marry her sister. It's not forever. It's not like a father and his daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law, you cannot marry your daughter-in-law for life. But sisters, you can wait until. Same thing with a girl and her mother. You cannot marry. If you're married to the woman, then this girl is forever you can't marry. Okay? So there is not forever and there is forever. In other words, there is temporary and there is permanent.
So aunt and girl is forever?
Forever, yeah. Hold on. I'm sorry. Aunt and daughter and girl? Aunt and girl, you said? No, it's temporary.
So only like really, really close. Sister.
No, it is temporarily. It means that I cannot do it together. You know, if the aunt died,
so
I marry the daughter.
Only daughter and son. You said daughter and mother.
Daughter and mother?
It's forever.
Yes, it's forever.
Perfect.
Got it? All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, you guys are
You're going to Doha. Doha. I don't care if your parents are outside. You're going to Doha. They can wait 5 minutes.
I can't go.
I need my stuff. That's my stuff.
Where's the stuff that was here? I put it on here.
This is mine? No, this is mine.